USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Officials say an airport service agent stole an empty plane, took off from SeaTac Airport in Seattle, and was chased by military jets before crashing into an island in the Puget Sound. Deborah Eckroat, Western Pacific Region Chief in the National Transportation Safety Board, explains how the agent was able to start the plane.
They don't necessarily use a key, so there's switches that they use to start the aircraft. So if the person has a basic understanding, from what I understand, he was support personnel, ground personnel, they probably do have at least a basic understanding on how to start the aircraft, but I don't know what his background is.
The crash of the Q400, described as a 76-seat aircraft designed for short trips, occurred because the pilot was doing stunts in air or lack of flying skills, according to law enforcement. Alaska Airlines says he was an employee who helped direct aircraft to gates and de-ice planes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.